Allah Ta'ala in these ayate kareema draws our attention to those moments when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam was returning from Mount Tur after receiving the Torah from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and was informed by Allah Pak that a great fitna has transpired in your nation and in Bani Israel in your absence. However, Musa alayhi salatu was salam was disturbed when he was informed. But like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُكَ الْمُعَايَنَةِ, that one is, you heard that a person met up in an accident, there is mixed feelings, there is emotions there, but when a person actually arrives at the accident scene and he sees how critical the person injured is, now it's a different picture compared to when he left home and he was informed. Likewise, Musa alayhi salatu was salam was disturbed, he was upset, he was angry, but when he actually returned and physically witnessed the evil that was transpiring and how they were bowing and prostrating and worshipping this calf, Allah Pak makes mention, فَرَجَعَ مُوسَى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا. Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام returned to his people in a state of anger and sorrow. And what does he tell his nation? قال بئس ما خلفتموني من بعدي. According to the one ayat, is this how you represented me in my absence? أعجلتم أمر ربكم. Could you not wait for the period that I told you I will return after 30 days or after 40 days with the Torah? أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهْدُ أَمْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَن يَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي. Was it not that your Lord had promised you وَعْدًا حَسَنًا, a good promise, and that is you had asked for divine guidance, Allah told me to come and Allah told me to make i'tikaf and thereafter Allah will give me. So was it that this period of my absence became too long that you could not make sabr, that you had to turn to some other form of worship and some other form of guidance because this period of my absence made you restless? أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهْدُ. Was it that the promise seemed long for you? That is why you could not control yourself. أَمْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَن يَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي. Or was it that it was not that the period was long, but you intentionally wanted to invite the wrath of Allah Pak, and you wanted to anger and displease and upset Allah. That is why intentionally you decided to make a calf and you started worshipping this calf. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was so angry that the Quran says, وَأَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. When he returned and he physically witnessed and observed this fitna, then he placed these tablets very harshly on the ground, or on, he placed it on a certain place, that is the Torah. Of course, not with disrespect, but with utmost respect, but in a manner that he was very upset and he was very angry. And the Quran says, وَأَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ, he placed it immediately. He actually came and he was supposed to discuss the laws and the injunctions of the Torah. Like for example, a person goes out and perhaps he goes to do some shopping for his family, or he goes to buy some toys for his children. Now when he comes there, happily that he is going to take out the toys, but when he comes home, he finds something so upsetting and something that is so really upsetting, and that has changed his whole sense of mind, and he doesn't know what to do. He ignores and forgets about what he has brought for his children or his wife, or what purchases he had made for the house, and he focuses on the existing and the current problem of the house. Likewise, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam places the Torah to one side, and now he takes up this issue and he takes it personal and serious, because the greatest wrong, and that is ascribing partners with Allah, has taken place. So what does he say? فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي, you went against the promise that I made, making yourself deserving of the wrath and the anger and the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the nation answers to Musa alayhi salam a very feeble excuse, a very baseless argument. And what did they say? قَالُوا مَا أَخْلَفْنَا مَوْعِدَكَ بِمَلْكِنَا. Oh Musa, we did not break your promise intentionally with our own will. بِمَلْكِنَا أَيْ بِإِخْتِيَارِنَا. We did not intend to do this. However, the situation surrounding us was such, وَلَكِنَّا حُمِّلْنَا أَوْزَارًا مِّن زِينَةِ الْقَوْمِ. We were made to carry the weight of the ornaments of the people of Pharaoh. I had mentioned when they left Misr, then they told Pharaoh and his people that we are going for our festival or for our wedding, and they had taken some jewelry from Fir'aun and his people. Awzar is the plural of the word wizrun, which means thiqlun, boj and weight. So we had this with this with us, and we were told to, a hole was dug, and we were told to place the jewelry and this ornaments into this hole. So as we were told and as we were commanded and instructed, we did as we were told, and we placed this jewelry and this ornament into this hole. And وَكَذَلِكَ أَلْقَ السَّامِرِي, and likewise Samiri, the instigator of this fitna, he also came. And as I mentioned in the previous lesson, Harun alayhi salam thought he was also going to drop some ornaments, but rather he dropped some sand. And the effect of the sand was that after it fell into this melted jewelry, which was carved and given the form of a calf, the effect of the sand was that a fraction of life came into this calf. It started making the sound of a cow, a mooing sound. And according to some mufassirin, it actually became a calf where there was organs and there was flesh, there was meat, etc., etc. There are two opinions. Did it actually take the form of a calf and physically it became a calf? Or was it, as most of the mufassirin say, that it was not a complete calf that really became, you know, had life, but rather it just had something that was supernatural about it, or should we say miraculous about it? It was that it started making the sound. It was jewelry which was melted, carved and given the form of a calf, and the effect of the sand that was dropped into this calf by this person Samiri, who was the instigator of this fitna, created a fraction of life into this calf. So, O Musa, this is what happened. And when he did this, فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُمْ عِجِلًا جَسَدًا, he took out for them from this jewelry a calf. And what did he tell them? Lahu khuwarun. It was making a moving sound. Khuwarun refers to the sound of a cow. Faqalu hadha ilahukum wa ilahu Musa. And those that joined Samiri and were attracted by this form of worship, they told the balance of the congregation that this is your deity and this is the deity of Musa. Fanasi, rather Musa alayhi salam has made a mistake and is gone to Mount Tur to search for Allah, knowing not that this is his deity and this is his God and Lord. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains and discusses the helplessness of this animal. And Allah says, how foolish of them to make one calf that makes a sound, to make it a deity. Allah Pak repeatedly in various ayat of the Quran has explained the helplessness of every person. I specify this person also, those people that are worshipped besides Allah, for example Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, or any other Nabi for that matter, and likewise those objects or ornaments that are worshipped besides Allah. In this verse Allah Pak makes special mention of this, and Allah says, أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Don't they see that it could not return their word? In other words, it cannot answer, it cannot speak, it cannot communicate. And وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا, and neither it can benefit them or harm them in any way. This is the condition of this animal. Then Allah Pak makes mention in another place of the Quran, قُلِ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الضُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا. Allah says, tell them, O Nabi of Allah, قُلْ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ, worship and supplicate those people, مِنْ دُونِهِ, who you are worshipping besides Allah. And Allah says, what is their condition? فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الضُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ, they cannot remove any calamity from you. وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا, neither can they divert the calamity. In fact, their condition, those people who you are worshipping, whether it is the angels, or it is Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, or Uzair alayhi salam, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ, or it is Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam, their condition is this that Allah makes mention, أُولَٰئِكَ الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا. Allah says, those people who you are worshipping, يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة, they themselves are worshipping Allah to get closer to Allah, and they are trying to excel one another in earning the closeness of Allah. أيهم أقرب, who is closer to Allah, ويرجون رحمته, hoping for the mercy of Allah, وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا, constantly fearing the torment and the punishment of Allah. For indeed, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْذُورًا, تَيْرِ رَبْكَ عَذَابْ دَرْنَي كَ لَائِخِ, for indeed the punishment and the torment of your Lord is something that should be feared. So naturally, that person who is worshipping cannot be worshipped. Allah Pak is free from ibadat because Allah is the greatest. And this person, Isa alayhi salam, or anyone else for that matter who you are worshipping, Allah says he himself is worshipping. How can you make him a deity? And in the 9th juz of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention, وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا اتَّخَذُوهُ وَكَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ. Allah says the nation of Musa alayhi salam made from their ornaments a calf which was making the sound of a calf in the absence, min ba'dihi, after Musa alayhi salam had left. Then Allah says, don't they think, alam yarau annahu la yukallimuhum, that animal cannot speak, wala yahdihim sabila, never mind possess the qualities of Allah, it doesn't even possess human qualities. Allahu Akbar. This is what Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi has written. Never mind this calf possessing qualities of Allah Pak, it does not even possess human qualities. So how can you make this a deity, and how can you prostrate yourself before this animal? So Musa alayhi salatu was salam tell them, and he reprimands them and he admonishes them. They gave this baseless argument, and it was not that Harun alayhi salam did not remind them and warn them of the azab and the chastisement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but rather the Quran makes mention of the message and the advice and the nasihat of Harun alayhi salatu was salam in this very same ayat. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ لَهُمْ هَارُونُ مِنْ قَبْلُ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ الرَّحْمَانِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَأَطِيعُوا أَمْرِي. And indeed Harun alayhi salam had told them, Ya Qawm, O my nation, إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ, indeed you have fallen into a great fitna. Because Musa alayhi salam had instructed Harun alayhi salatu was salam, and he told him, أخلفني, represent me in my absence. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and do not join those people who are evildoers and who are transgressors. Harun alayhi salatu was salam kept up to the promise that he had made with Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the agreement that he had made with Musa alayhi salatu was salam to look after the nation. وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And Harun alayhi salatu wasalam reminded them, admonished them, warned them. But the nation of Bani Israel, as I had mentioned, were then divided into three categories. There were those people that said, قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. We will not stop worshipping the calf until Musa alayhi salam does not return to us. And there were those that joined Harun alayhi salam, which according to one tafsir were 12,000. And there were those that said, no, this is our deity and we have accepted this as our God, and we will worship it even after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returning. We find another incident also of this nature that transpired in the era of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, also amongst the Yahud that lived by in a locality called Ayla. Allah Pak makes mention, وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. The Yahud were initially commanded by Allah Pak to revere and honor Friday, but they did not want Friday, and they said that no, we want to respect Saturday and we want to make Saturday the day of worship. إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ السَّبْتُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. Allah says, respecting of the day of Saturday, Yawm al-Sabt, was made compulsory upon those that were disputing amongst themselves. Nevertheless, they wanted this day, so it was told to them, now respect this day. And Allah Pak then tested them. Allah Pak had made fishing haram for them on Saturday. And these people living in those locality of Ayla, in the era of Dawood alayhi salam, Allah had tested them in such a way that on the day of Saturday, the fish used to come right in front and used to float right on the top, on the surface of the water. The fish used to come in the hundreds. In other words, one doesn't have to cast his rod and wait for hours and see till the policeman is jumping and then pull. No, the fish used to come right at the shore, right in front. A person who is a fisherman, for him this is the greatest, this is his desire and it is his dream to see that how he can just cast rod and get good bites and one way start pulling fish out. So Allah Pak tested them that on Saturday the fish used to come right in front. ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم. And besides Saturday, no fish used to come. And Saturday, Allah had made fishing haram for them. كذلك نبلوهم. In this manner, we tested them. But again, Bani Israel was noted for their evil, for their mischief, and for their ungratefulness. So they started plotting with Allah, and they started in their own foolish deception under the impression that they were deceiving Allah. What they used to do was, on Saturday, when the fish used to come close to the shore, they used to block the fish. In simple terms, for example, get a net, take the fish out, put it in the net, and put the net back into the water. What they used to do was make small ponds and capture the fish and keep the water, block it in those small ponds and leave it there throughout Saturday. Sunday morning they used to pull the fish out, consoling themselves that we are not fishing on Saturday, rather we are fishing on Sunday. So capturing the fish on Saturday but physically removing it from the water on Sunday. Now when this fitna had commenced, then we find that Bani Israel was categorized into three categories. There were those that abstained from this fitna and did not get involved in this fitna in any way. There were those people who got involved in this fitna and did this evil and violated the orders of Allah. And there were those people who abstained from this fitna also and prohibited the others from doing this and told them that do not do this, you will become guilty of the azab of Allah Pak, and you will become guilty of the curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now Allah Pak makes mention of this incident in the 9th juz of the Quran in the following manner. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Just like I'm creating, you know, relevant to our situation, where Harun alayhi salam did not worship, of course, and with him a group of Bani Israel, and prohibited the others also. Likewise, these people, they were that group who abstained from it also, and kept on prohibiting the others. There was that group that abstained but did not prohibit. And the Mufassirin had written, in this particular instance, there was a group that abstained also and prohibited the others for a period of time. But when they seen that their prohibition and advising them was of no benefit, they stopped advising them. Now those people that continuously prohibited them, Allah Pak makes mention about them. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. They kept on reminding them and warning them. So the other group told them, why are you advising a nation that doesn't want to change and reform, or a nation that Allah is going to destroy? Those people gave a beautiful answer. And what did they say? قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So that we are not guilty of neglecting the divine command of Nahi Anil Munkar, and that is to prohibit evil. Evil is taking place in our presence, in our society, in our midst, in our locality. Whether these people reform or not, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will ask me that what did you do to establish my commands when people were disobeying me in your neighborhood, in your locality, in your family circle, in your relatives, then I can say, or we can say, oh Allah, we made an effort. Perhaps every day we took out some time to go and meet the Muslim brothers. We went to remind them about the day that they have to stand before Allah. قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, with reference to Abu Dawood Sharif, إِذَا عُمِلَتِ الْخَطِيئَةُ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ شَهِدَهَا فَكَرِهَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا فَرَضِيَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ شَهِدَهَا. When evil, vice and transgression and violation takes place on the face of this earth, that person, إِذَا عُمِلَتِ الْخَطِيئَةُ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ شَهِدَهَا, who witnesses it, who is present but disapproves of it, makes an effort to remove it, then it is as though he was not present, and he will not be guilty of the wrong despite witnessing the wrong, because he disliked the wrong and made an effort to remove the wrong. But that person who was absent when the wrong took place, but when he was informed that in that country so many people are breaking the orders of Allah, who himself physically did not witness the wrong, but rather when he was informed, approved of it with his silence, or did not disapprove of it in any way, or it did not hurt him or bring guilt in his heart or regret or remorse or sadness or sorrow in any way. Kana kaman shahidaha. Nabi alayhi salam says, although you were not present, but because it did not hurt you and you did not make an effort to remove it, you will also be somehow guilty of that wrong. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, those people told them that we are advising them so that on the day of Qiyamah we can answer Allah. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. But when these people did not listen, then Allah says, we destroyed them. And how did we destroy them? وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We told them, be you apes, disgraced, and we converted that nation into apes. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. We made it a sign and an eye-opener, a reminder for the people present in that era and for generations to come, that this was the outcome of the violation and the transgression of the divine command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ibn Kathir, commentating on this ayat, writes, نَصَّ الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى نَجَاتِ النَّاهِينَ وَهَلَاكِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَسَكَتَ عَنِ السَّاكِتِينَ. The Quran makes it evident and the Quran makes it clear that Allah destroyed the evildoers and Allah protected those that abstain from the wrong and prohibited the wrong. However, I come and I say this and I repeat this. وَسَكَتَ عَنِ السَّاكِتِينَ. Ibn Kathir says, Allah Pak is silent about those people that were silent about the disobedience of Allah. Those that abstained from the wrong but did not prohibit the wrong, Ibn Kathir says, Allah is silent about them. That makes you and I understand that if we are obeying Allah but we are not making an effort to see that others obey Allah, we should not rely on that, and that is not sufficient for our salvation. Coming back to our point of discussion, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam reminded them and he told them, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ. Verily your Lord is Allah. So listen to what I have to tell you. But rather they said, we will continue till Musa alayhi salam comes. Now when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes with full anger and sorrow and sadness, he addresses his brother Harun. The Quran makes mention, وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. He caught his brother by his beard and by his hair, and he pulled him towards himself. Understand very clearly, respected listeners, the idea was not to treat him harsh, or the idea was not to be rude or abrupt, but rather this was بُغْز فِي اللَّهِ. This was anger for the pleasure of Allah Pak. This was dislike for the deen of Allah Pak. And what did he tell his brother Harun? قَالَ يَا هَارُونُ مَا مَنَعَكَ إِذْ رَأَيْتَهُمْ ضَلُّوا أَلَّا تَتَّبِعَنِ. Oh my brother Harun, what stopped you from preventing them? Allah tattabi'an. إِذْ رَأَيْتَهُمْ ظَلُّوا. When you seen them go astray, why did you not stop them? Or rather, according to one tafsir, why did you not leave them? You should disassociate yourself with them totally. Those that were not worshipping, take them with you and come away by me. Why did you stay with them? Why did you associate yourself with them? Why did you live with them? أَفَعَصَيْتَ أَمْرِي. Is it that you have then disobeyed my order and what I have told you, O Harun? So first Harun alayhi salatu wasalam told his brother that, oh my brother, first calm down. Don't be so angry, don't be so upset, understand, listen to my story, see what I have to tell you. And what did he tell his brother? قَالَ يَبْنَ أُمَّ لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلِحْيَتِي وَلَا بِرَأْسِي. Oh my brother, and what did he say? Ibn Oh my mother's son. The reason for this, the Mufassirin had written, was to gain the closeness and softness of his brother, to target the soft corner in the heart of his brother. That after all, we are the two sons of one mother and one father, of course. But he used mother because Allah Pak also gives tashbih, and Allah has also likened his muhabbat to the love of the mother, because the love of the mother is very unique. I have heard from my ustad that the mother is that one person who loves her son or her children with no ulterior motive. The father also loves his son, however he has some desires attached to his son, that he must grow up, he must provide for me, he must buy me a better house, a car, he must set me up. So the father has some hopes. The mother does not have hopes attached, and even if she has hopes attached to their child, it is for the well-being of the child, that my son should study so that he can have some degree, he can have some earning, he can be stable, he can have his own stable life. So the mother is that one person who loves with no object and no motive. That is why he highlights that, you, after all, you are the son of my mother. لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلِحْيَتِي وَلَا بِرَأْسِي. Ki bhai, jarak meri dhari ne rabat yo, jarak dhireti, slowly, please leave my beard, my hair, and then listen to what I have to tell you. Then he tells his brother, إِنِّي خَشِيتُ أَن تَقُولَ فَرَّقْتَ بَيْنَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَمْ تَرْقُبْ قَوْلِي. I fear that perhaps you would have said, if I had to leave Bani Israel. Now the ijtihad of a Nabi. Musa alayhi salam's ijtihad was, his own understanding was, that Harun alayhi salam should disassociate himself with Bani Israel and come away to Mount Tur. Harun alayhi salam felt that if he had to disassociate himself and come away with this group of Bani Israel to Musa alayhi salam at Mount Tur, then perhaps this separation could lead to eternal division in Bani Israel, which he felt on a long run was exceptionally unhealthy and detrimental to the progress of Bani Israel. That if I am going to break away from this group and leave them here, perhaps they'll go deeper into their vice. And if I create a rift between them and I create disunity among brings them, then who knows, perhaps this disunity and this division can become eternal. وَلَمْ تَرْقُبُ قَوْلِي. And then, O Musa, you would have told me that you خِيَالْ نَهِي كِيَا مَيْرِ بَاتْكَ, that you have not respected and honored my word, and you created disunity in my absence. So this is the reason why I did not leave them. With regards to enforcing and prohibiting the evil, you know, creating a situation of jihad, then listen, oh my brother. قال يا ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني. قال ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني. فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين. Oh my brother, the nation had regarded me very weak. استضعفوني, they had taken me to be weak. وكادوا يقتلون, they were on the verge of actually killing me, murdering me, assassinating me. فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَى. By you reprimanding me in front of them is giving the kafir an opportunity to rejoice. وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And let it be known, oh my brother, I have nothing to do with them. All my effort I made, I tried my level best to protect them. However, this nation did not listen. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he understood that the reasoning of Harun alayhi salam was solid, and immediately he observed silence. Now he comes to the instigator of this fitna, who we mentioned, whose name was Samiri, because he was linked to the tribe of Samira, but his name was Musa bin Zafar. Musa alayhi salam addresses him and tells him, قال فما خطبك يا Samiri. Oh Samiri, what is your matter? What got into you that you created this calf and got Bani Israel in this idol worship? Now a little history about Samiri. Samiri was born in that year when Fir'aun had decided that all the children should be killed. His mother was very worried and concerned about his well-being, so she took this child of hers and left him in a jungle, in one cave. Allah Pak made special arrangements for the well-being of this child, and Jibreel Amin was commanded daily to descend and feed this child in the cave, in this mountain, in this jungle. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, with reference to the commentary of Jalalain, this child used to suck the finger of Jibreel alayhi salam, from which there used to be milk and there used to be honey. So this child grew up in the lap and in the care and in the well-being of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name was also Musa. But when he grew up, nifaq and hypocrisy came into him, and then he became the instigator of this fitna. And this is what the poet says it very beautifully, that this Musa grew up in the company of Fir'aun, In the company of Jibreel alayhi salam. And on the other hand, we have Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who grew up in the company of Fir'aun and grew up in the palace of Fir'aun. So the poet says, إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَمْ يُخْلَقْ سَعِيدًا مِنَ الْأَزَلِّ فَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ رَبَّى وَخَابَ الْمُؤَمِّلُ. إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَمْ يُخْلَقْ سَعِيدًا مِنَ الْأَزَلِّ فَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ رَبَّى وَخَابَ الْمُؤَمِّلُ. فَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ جِبْرِيلُ كَافِرُ وَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرْعَوْنُ مُرْسَلُ. When a person is deprived of hidayat because of his deviation and his evil and his wrong and his vice, because of which hidayat is then not written for him, فَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ رَبَّى وَخَابَ الْمُؤَمِّلُ, then no one can change him and no one can bring him onto hidayat. Then he gives an example and he says, فَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ جِبْرِيلُ كَافِرُ. This is the قدرت of Allah تبارك وتعالى, کہ ذلالت کے نقشوں میں بٹا کر بھی اللہ ہدایت دے سکتا ہے. فَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ رَبَّى وَخَابَ الْمُؤَمِّلُ فَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ جِبْرِيلُ كَافِرُ. That Musa alayhi up in the care of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the most honored angel of Allah Pak, grew up to become a transgressor and a kafir who denied and rejected the oneness of Allah, and who didn't only create, or who did not only ascribe partners with Allah, but promoted idol worship and instigated this fitna, taking with him a large army towards Jahannam also. وَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرْعَوْنُ مُرْسَلُ. And that Musa alayhi salam, who grew up in the palace of Fir'aun, who ate on the dastarkhan of Fir'aun, in an environment of evil, in the environment in the palace of that person who claimed to say he is Allah, Allah shows that hidayat comes from Allah. Despite the evil environment of kufr, that Musa became the Nabi of Allah. Subhanallah, this is in the control of Allah Pak. He gives hidayat to whom he wishes. وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And if he wanted, he could have given hidayat to everyone. Allah Pak makes mention about this repeatedly in the Quran. لَوْ شِئِنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Now with regards to that sin, قال بصرت بما لم يبصروا به فقبضت قبضة من أثر الرسول فنبذتها. When Jibril alayhi salam had come, when Musa alayhi salam was crossing Bahr Qulzum and Fir'aun's destruction was decided by Allah, at that time Jibril alayhi salam had come, mounted onto his horse. This Samiri was also there, and because he acted as a Muslim, the benefit of acting as a Muslim was he also crossed the ocean with Bani Israel. So he got some material benefit that he enjoyed the comfort of crossing the water. He seen this horse of Jibril alayhi salam, wherever it was striking its hooves on the floor, the land there used to become green and lush. So he realized that there is some barakat of this horse. And of course he was acquainted with Jibril because he seen Jibril and he grew up with Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what the Mufassirin have written. So when he seen wherever the hooves of these horses were touching the ground, the ground was becoming green, and there was some effect in that land. He realized that there's some effect in the sand, and he got hold of the sand, and it was this blessed, miraculous sand which he had in his control, and then he dropped into that hole. And then, of course, the dua of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. So through the barakat of whatever it is, whether it was the dua of Harun alayhi salam that said, "Oh Allah, whatever he wants, let it happen," or the effect of the sand, that this ornaments then came into the form of a calf, and it had a sound and it started making a noise. And then he says, وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. It was my nafs that motivated me in this direction, and it was my evil that took me this way, because a person's nafs only steers him and directs him in the evil way. We'll stop here and see what does Musa alayhi salam tell him, and what was his punishment selected by Musa alayhi salam. May Allah Pak protect us from shirk and our offspring till the day we leave this dunya. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدِ. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, indeed Ayat Karima discusses when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returned, and he was greatly disappointed after witnessing his nation in idol worship and worshiping this calf. He admonishes, reprimands his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he addresses Samiri, who was the instigator of this fitna. And we had stopped at that point of the discussion where what form of punishment was to be selected and chosen and put out for Samiri. In these verses, this punishment and the torment of this dunya is being mentioned. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made bad dua on this person,